Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ice Holes Comedy Podcast, a.k.a. Reem himself's legendary hour of awesome radicalness. I am your Rod Roddy for this evening, Deuter McNarley.
Can I stop? It might not be an hour. Are we going to do an hour? Go ahead. Keep going.
Let's leave that
Did
in.
I stop That's it? Did I stop it? Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
You killed it. But
okay, go. No, it's fine.
A.k.a. Reem himself's legendary hour of radical awesomeness. I am your Rod Roddy for this evening, Deuter McNarley, and here is the birthday boy himself, Mr. All Saint, Reem himself.
Yeah, hello, how are you? Wait, does that mean I'm Bob Barker?
You can be Bob Barker, you could be, I was originally going to say Johnny, or not Johnny Carson, I was originally going to say Ed McMahon. Do you want to be Johnny Carson?
No, Bob Barker works best, because I have a history with Bob Barker, him being my first words in life.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know? I must have.
You've told me three stories tonight that I'm like, I know you've told me before, but you told me in 2008.
I have a lot of stories. But no, go for it. Bob Barker was my first words in life, which is fitting because this is, it is my day of birth.
That's what I said. It's All Saints Day. It's your birthday, my friend.
There we go.
The day after Halloween.
Yeah, 10 minutes after Halloween night, eggs were being thrown at my mom's ambulance. First words, Bob Barker, and it's all been downhill since.
It's full circle, my friend.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Ice Holes Podcast. It's going to be great. It is with Deuter McNarley, Mark McNally, whatever you want to call him, whatever he wants to call himself. Well, I mean, I think it's a fitting name. It's fine.
Or Reem himself.
It's very cute. Yeah, Reem himself is good too. But I've started to slowly abandon it. But it's still my name on Facebook. Still my name on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Reem himself. You got it. All right, let's move on. Here comes the music. We're going to try and do as much time as we can.
Play the monkey song.
I am a little monkey and I am very sad, 'cause all the other monkeys went home to mom and dad. I'm alone in the park and I don't know what to do, so maybe I'll just sit right down and blow a kiss to you. I am a little monkey and I am very sad.
All right, we've played it. Now it's been played. All right.
We're into the show.
Into the show. 2 minutes, 15 seconds, 2 minutes, 17, 18, 19,
Don't
1,
do that.
2, 3.
This isn't the show.
Here we go.
I thought.
Kareem Hassanin. Yeah. Folks, how's it going? We're here. This is the plan we're on at the moment. We're on a strategic plan to rebuild. That's it. We're rebuilding the listenership of the Ice Holes Podcast. We've had gaps. I'm not gonna lie.
We've had gaps,
but we've had brilliant mysticisms in between.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
Yeah, it's like Aurora Borealis in a podcast.
When it does show up,
it's amazing. And we've had great people, and we have some amazing great guys coming up. Let's just get into it. I've had a great time in the Toronto stand-up community recently. It's been lovely. We have, you know, there's such a good group of people and guys that we like that are really starting to do well as well. You know what I mean? So we have like Nigel Grinstead winning Cream of the Crop. Very excited about that. He's a good guy. You have Andrew, who's hosting, you know, Live at the Living Room. I was there last night. That's where I spent my birthday. Although I kept it low-key. I didn't want to, like, although I did mention it in my set. But otherwise, I didn't want to, like, you know, bust in there and, you know, make it my birthday. It's a show. It's a show.
It was a show, and it wasn't planned.
What I was going to do. Yeah,
I want a show for my birthday this year. Like, I'd love to do a show on my birthday. I've seen a couple people do it, and it's gone well for them. And I'd love to do that because I love doing comedy and I love doing podcasts, and that's why we're doing one right now on your birthday.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and we're actually rushing it, which is totally shitty of us because for selfish reasons, because there is people that are going to congregate soon, and we're trying to get this, you know, out of the way. And that's not what this podcast should be. It should be timed. It should be, you know, free to its own volition. It should be just a natural thing. But sometimes you just got to get one done. You got to get one done, got to get it out. You got to say what you got to say. You got to say hello. You got to remind people why they like you or why they don't like you, or that you exist, or actually, I don't know, even that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
And even
That
now,
sounded cocky. Did it sound cocky? Did it
well, it
sound
just
shitty?
sounded, we don't need to say it because the people who like us are going to listen. I say us like I'm fucking here every week, but I'm saying the people that like this podcast show up for it. But what I'm saying, what we should get on to now is we're trying to solidify
What are we solidifying?
how often we do it. We've discussed, we won't say the day yet because it's unfair because you never know when they're actually going to come out, but we're trying to make a point of doing it weekly.
Yeah,
And we're gonna
gonna
try
do it more weekly.
and we're gonna try and add in once a month. We're gonna do Real Idiots, which we won't talk about here because
I
it's
have
not the
started
podcast.
recording
But
like just small bits, but they're always on my own, and then I get to a point where I go, you know what? It feels like this is just me talking at people, and I don't want people to think, this is a me. It's not a me podcast. This is a podcast about people or with people
for sure.
engaging, correlating, making connections, having
And the
friendships.
best ones you've had have been with either you one-on-one or you and a fuckload of people.
Yeah.
And also, no, the other good ones though, like the one we did in the car
I
driving
do like
in,
I like that,
when we do
taking
that was
risks.
very, yeah, that was very
I
spontaneous
want to
and it
do more
worked
of those.
out.
I
We
like
did the
those. I
Jay's
like the on
game.
location
Yeah,
podcasts.
those are
Yeah,
good.
I like doing the one at the Jay's game. If you guys haven't listened to it, go back in the catalog. There's,
We're not gonna put out new shit. Go back to the old shit.
we're
That's over and
officially
done.
like we're over the point where our first ones like are now archived. Like
Totally,
the first
totally.
ones are now past the point where they're like, because I don't know, for some reason it only shows so many on iTunes.
Yeah.
So I don't know what number we're on right now,
Well, we
but
did.
it's a
Well,
good number. It's
you're in
a
like the. This would technically be the start of the fourth season, I guess, or fourth whatever.
don't
Anyways,
know.
but like. A year ago, you, me, and Aaron did one,
Yeah.
and that was the one where Aaron walked into the room and was on fire being
And
funny.
that
And
shit
then
the
we, and
bed
then as
once
soon as
we.
we sat him down in front of the microphone, he was just like, "Well, hey guys, I can only do the baseball voice for 2 seconds."
The
And
last one
then,
I did was with Aaron. Yeah.
oh really? I haven't
Yeah.
heard that one yet, but
It's
yeah.
a very. See, even the guys that are on the podcast don't listen to the podcast so much. I don't listen to myself after I say it. It's embarrassing
Well, it's like I
sometimes.
said, it's a year. I didn't know that. You know what's a funny one? I didn't know that the Home Alone one we did before you left for
You mean the Real
Australia.
Idiots?
Yeah,
Like that's
sorry.
the
Well,
other
just,
podcast.
yes, but that one in particular, I didn't know that one was posted. I always thought we recorded that and then it never saw the light of
Oh, it
day.
was always there.
But then I listened to it like 2 weeks ago and was like, holy shit, I didn't know this was on
There you
there.
go,
It was.
folks. See? There's a whole world you don't know about. There is pre-production, there's planning, there's ideas. And
Absolutely.
then sometimes those things don't come into
They
fruition.
fall by the
And
wayside.
people have schedules, and that's fine. You know what? One of my favorite podcasts out there, the Stephen Brody Stevens Festival of Friendship, is fucking. It's the exact same thing. Like he'll stop it for long periods of time, and then all of a sudden, like show up. He just had an episode called Brody Returns, and it's hysterical. It's just
Yeah.
him coming back and saying, look, I was on tour, and that was my life, And he wasn't comfortable doing it without people, and I totally relate.
I think all the podcasts and radio shows that I like, there's an inconsistency to them because the people doing them have lives outside of whatever they're doing, but when they can, they will do it, you know?
Yeah.
And those are the ones like I can't think of an example. Well, like I guess Kevin Smith does them all the time because he doesn't want to make movies anymore. But
He make you know how much he makes a shit ton of money off of his podcast network and his
it's true.
and I'm not gonna down his podcast network, but
You
there's other networks.
said to me one day, and it
Uh-oh.
totally makes sense.
I don't want to start something.
This is no,
He's
this is
never
bad.
gonna listen
Nothing,
to this.
no,
Yeah.
nothing about him. You said to me, content, content, content.
Yeah,
And it's one of those things that
How quickly have I abandoned that?
you haven't abandoned it though. It's a timing thing. It's totally like you and I, when we get together lately, we're just shooting the shit. We should have a microphone in front of us, but you know, I'm working retail, which sucks. Don't do that with your wife's kids.
That's not.
And you've been doing a lot of film work, and you know, it's not, you know, both of our schedules are inconsistent.
Everybody's schedule is, that's the problem with podcasting, is people are busy all the time. 10 minutes we've wasted talking about this.
Yeah, we should get off this.
We're moving into this next topic, which, and you know what? This is fine. This is all right. I'm already abandoning my new thought to go back to, you know, people get busy, and people who don't understand that probably aren't busy. They just like to watch, you know.
To be fair, though, we had a whole summer where I never did a podcast with you, and there was weeks where I was sitting in my living room, just
what summer was this?
The one that just passed. I worked.
I wasn't here a good chunk of that summer.
And that's it. You weren't. I had access to your car that whole summer.
That's true.
But you and I never got together because you were outside of this country, and then when you were here for some reason, all of a sudden, I'm start working when you get back. But
that's just natural.
But you did podcasts out there. I'll give you that.
I podcasted out there. We had some great times. I wish, you know, there's a part of me that
we should. Well, I'm sure people
Australia. Know Australia. Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, they can look in the catalog. It's I had great times out there, and you know, we've been speaking about Toronto comics that we really enjoy. Evan Demery.
Yes.
Going out to. He's going down to the Adelaide Fringe Festival, and I'm trying to, you know, connect him with, like, some of the people I know, and Marty, right, again, yeah. Just instantly trying to help a guy out, you know, started, you know, asking him, you know, when he's coming, what's going on, great connection, made it happen, link, I'm not giving myself credit, no, that's not what I'm doing, I'm saying... He's.
You are, but it was at the same time, it's deserved.
It was a nice thing, and yeah, look, because when I went there, I didn't know fucking anybody at all, and I went to my first. I didn't hustle at all. I went to like the first set I did. There was this, you know, nice, like the comics were nice, but there was one guy who was super nice, right, Marty, mm-hmm. and he helped me out a lot. Why not pass that contact on? He was a great guy, and there's a lot of cool places down in Australia. Orient Hotel, Newcastle, you got it. There's a lot of, there's many, many more. But
I gotta say though, Evan Demery,
yeah,
as somebody that's hasn't been doing comedy that long, Evan, the 3 or 4 times we've had a connection with each other, he's been so amazing.
Wow,
and nice
this is
to
really
me.
This
no,
is
no,
getting,
it's the truth. It's
this
really
is
like,
getting somewhere.
Like I came to Comedy Bar to do the Bucket Show, and was just in the mind frame of saying my jokes in my head, did not want to talk to anyone, was just trying to keep my set in my head. And he was trying to be funny with me and trying to be joking. This was the night that we went, and it was dead. It was one of the worst. It was the one where nobody was laughing. And then the Bucket Show of it started, and it was literally just the people waiting for spots at that point.
Yeah.
And
which happened?
It was the night where we were doing the Don Cherry thumbs up to each other. Me,
the
you, and Aaron.
The last time I was there, like the Pro Open is huge now. It's really big.
Yeah, but so I got there, and Evan just starts trying to talk to me and riff with me and say be funny in front of me and get me to be funny back to him. And I was too focused on not fuck because I had just bombed recently and was horrified that had happened and was just getting back like had. Crawled myself out of, okay, I got to keep, if I want to keep doing this comedy thing, I got to get back on the horse and keep doing it again, but I got to be good at it. And so I got there and he's trying to be funny with me and I'm just stone facing him. And then he finally looked at me, he said, look, you're a new comic, just relax, just go up there and have fun.
Yeah.
And that night I didn't take that advice at all.
He's really good at that. He's really welcoming to new comics.
Absolutely. And then the second big story that I have of him was the night that I hosted the Imperial for you, Earl the sound guy did not show up. Earl the squirrel, who is a squirrel, by the way. He did not show up and I was fucked. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to hook up the mic. And Evan goes, you don't have a mic set up yet. And I was like, no, I know. And he's like, do you want me to set it up for you? I go, if you set it up, man, you can do 20 minutes. I really don't care. Like, yes, I'd appreciate that. And he set up the mic for me, and I was thanking him and, like, offering him a beer and everything. He's like, dude, just Just let me go up. That's all I want. I got to get to Central. Just let me go up when I want to go up. And he was really cool. He was a really nice guy. He's always been a nice guy to me, and he's funny. He's really funny.
There's a good group of comics in Toronto.
Community. Not just good comedy. There's a good comedy community.
Definitely, you know. And I think we've said enough names. I don't want it to sound like a shout out.
It's a stroke fest, right?
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. There's you know, let's not suck each other's dicks too much as of yet.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, this, you're listening to the Ice Holes podcast. It's going great, I think. Yeah. Everyone's pretty happy here. So I just, I did turn a corner. I am 30 years old. Yesterday I did a set based on, about how I feel. Where did you think you would be? At whatever, like, really, I think this happens with any birthday. Where did you think you would be at that age? You know what I mean? But I feel like anytime it's a 10 or a 5 birthday, people just take that to the next level. They just go as, you know, they really go, really, by this point, what did you think? And I, you know, I'm all right. I'm pretty good. Like, I've done a lot of cool shit. Like, I am pretty happy. I've got a lot of great stories. Met a lot of cool people, traveled the world, you know, have a lot of, you know, good, you know, I have good relationships, things have worked out, but, you know, but people always put, like, you know, they say, you know, by your 30s, you're supposed to have, you know, probably a long-term relationship. I've had long-term relationships, don't have one at the moment.
I have not.
Necessarily, so. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But to be fair,
I'm, you know, yeah.
How long did your 20s last?
10 years.
10 years. You're exactly. Going to have that 10 years in your 30s. So
yeah. Oh, that's
there's
fine.
There's 10 years in which you can get into those relationships.
There's a million. You know, there's like maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. Oh, who knows? You never know.
Yeah.
But
may I reminisce for a moment?
Okay, sure.
Do you remember Imperial just drinking there? Me, you, Rich, and Tom the Palm. And
yes,
we had
I do.
This kind of conversation as well.
Yeah.
What did you think you were going to be?
What age was that? That was probably 26, 27.
No. You were like 20. You would have, 27, 28.
Yeah. That was something. It was before I went to the Sun, because that's when I saw Tom after that.
That's true. Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
So, that's 3 years ago at least.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you remember the conversation that we had where we thought we were asking, what did you think you would be 10 years out of? I think the discussion was
10 years from that point.
10 years. It was 10 years ago before. Yeah. What did you
think? Well, when you're 20, you don't know what you just think that you can own the world by 30. Like, totally. And it's the same as like when you're a teen, you think by the time you're 25, you think you're set, which is
I think
so ridiculous.
Right by 30, and it's
you know what I mean?
A year and a half away from me now.
Yeah, and you know, you go 10 years before that. You know, you're what?
I would have been
six.
I would have been 16. You would have been
when I was like a little kid. You know, you think by 20, you're that's it. That's
yeah,
like you're an adult.
Hell,
you're an adult,
yeah.
And you are an adult. But an adult doesn't mean anything at all. Adulthood is the weirdest, longest thing. You know what I mean? It's such
a long time. You're an adult. You're usually an adult longer than you are a child.
You're okay. This is yes.
You're
okay,
also
I'm not,
dead longer than you are alive.
I understand. I'm speaking in complete generalizations, but what I'm saying is that like it just doesn't. People think you're. You know, once you get to a point. That's it, and you just you work on that for, you know, it's like climbing a ladder, then you're in that loft. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay, so going back to that.
Yep.
10 years ago, what did you think you were going to be doing?
Yeah. So what did I think? I thought I'd be working in film. I am. That's fine.
Yep.
I did think I would... You know, I was hoping I would travel, which, again, I did. But, like, no... I mean, I would have been... Yeah, I was 20, so I was just in university. I was in my second year of university. And, sorry, I mean, there's a lot of university-age students that listen to this. But I don't know fucking anything at that point in terms of what will happen later in terms of work. Like, you don't really really start giving her learning. Like, this is tough to say because when I was that age, I like, I'm not
Not
going
to
to say you're
mention
not
it's.
intelligent then. You're very intelligent. In fact, you're probably more like more open-minded and open to things when you're in your college years, university years than later. And just more willing to give as much of a like chance as you can to things at that time. But it's when you really like what I tell a lot of people like is the opposite from every positive message you've ever heard. Like, you need to get cut down a bit. Like,
Oh, yeah,
you need to
absolutely.
get those like burns, like those serious burns in there where it's like, okay, yeah, you totally thought you could do that. No, you can't. Or you can do it. Like, a lot of things that I do are I've done it, but not in the way that you thought you would. You know what I mean?
It
Like,
didn't go exactly the way you thought, yeah.
I've worked in film and I've like shot all over the world. Yes, but I wasn't like in the ways I thought I would. Like, I got to do it
And
with
you said it when we were
cool
just at,
jobs. Yeah.
you said it when we were at getting chicken wings just now. You said, people think, oh, you're working all the time. You're always posting this great stuff that you've done. But it's,
That sounds shitty.
there's an inconsistency to it that you don't get with any other career. And we're both the same. We both have done, like, we both traveled through
Exactly.
filming. We've both worked on stuff that we're really proud of having worked on. But we're not at the points where we both went, like you said.
Well, when you're working in like a traditional job, you're used to you reach a level and you're in that consistency for a while and then you move up to the next consistency where people in entertainment or the film industry kind of work is you'll like hit a spike and then you go right back down to like as if nothing happened, then you go right back up, and then not necessarily like nothing happened, but you go to like this mid-level where people it's like you're cattle being rustled, and they just grab you once, they use you for what you need, then you're back in the ring with all the people. You know what I mean? You're not free range anymore. All the cows, but like they'll grab you, they use you. Wait, that's a
That
shitty
doesn't work
analogy
because if
because
they use you,
they
people eat
eat
you
meat.
and
Well, maybe it's a milking cow. I
I
don't
was going to
know.
say milking cow never works so
My analogy definitely falls flat because it's
well.
absolutely pointless. But,
But I get where you're going with
you
it. And
know.
at the same time, if you become a
If
kitchen
you're
manager at 21 years old, you're going to be a kitchen manager when you're 51 years old.
Well,
You've hit your pinnacle. You're not going to be
yeah, well, you could be
for
a
jobs.
cook, like or I don't know, like
Well,
I
that's,
don't
sorry, but
the
I'm just
cuisine
saying, like,
world, yeah.
you're gonna hit, for most jobs, you hit a certain place, and it's the place you've been trying to get to, and you're gonna be that for a very long time. It's hard to, like, once you've hit that level, this thing has fallen off the tracks pretty hard. I
It
don't know
always
why
has
AI,
been.
it always does.
23
It
minutes.
always does.
23 minutes.
That's still good.
Yeah, we've done as good as we can.
Okay,
So
so
here's
officially, what
yes.
were you going to be 10 years ago from now? 10 years ago, if that makes
When
any
look,
sense.
when I was a kid, I this is how you change. You change when you age. This is what I've learned. Like, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a Ghostbuster. Then I got a little bit older and I realized I wanted to be Ghostbusters probably not going to happen. So I wanted to be an optometrist. Why? Why did I want to be an optometrist? Because it looked like the easiest fucking job that I've ever seen. A guy just sits in the chair and says, "Can you see this?" And you go E A Z 5, and then you go, "Yep," and "Nope." So it looked easy. It looked like a sweet job, and I knew that guy made a shit ton of money. And that guy just got to have glasses and watch TV. So that's amazing, right? So I wanted to be an optometrist. Then I got into, public school. And once I was in the public school system, I realized, oh shit, you need science to fucking do that. You need like math and physics. No, I don't know. No. So then I was like, okay, well, now I'm in high school. Maybe I want to be a probably a rock star, which is stupid. No, I mean, I'm not really a rock star, but I did love music at that point. I was playing a lot of bands. I was a musician for my mom's a concert pianist. Felt like I had that in my blood. But it was actually also at that point that I was like die hard into film, TV, and it was that is the thing that has that stuck with me. It was actually long before high school. I was into stuff when I was a little
Yeah, I think I'm
kid,
the same way. It takes a catalyst to.
but it was like really getting into like really you just start slowly. This is what I think I am trying to put out there, is that as you age, you just hone what you're doing. It's you're literally whittling away at this giant piece of wood, and you don't necessarily know what it'll become until it starts getting smaller and smaller and more defined, and you can start chipping away at different pieces. You try this little piece, you try that little piece, it starts becoming something, and you go, okay, well, it's turning into this now. Maybe it wasn't like the original I don't know, Ojibwe whale that I thought it would be. Is that racist? Probably not.
No, I was going to say it becomes a toothpick.
Yeah,
You just whittle it down to just a little toothpick, and
well,
then you
that's
put it
a
in one
really
piece.
low expectation
No,
wood
totally,
carving.
but it'd be badass if you could say,
Yeah.
"Look, see this toothpick? I made it."
I just really like Ojibwe whales. I grew up next to a reservation. You know,
That's pretty badass.
peace and love. Anyways, it got and then you get to a point where you're like, okay, I really like this. I like this. I'm going to change this part a little bit. I'm going to change that part a little bit. But I'm happy generally with how this thing is and how this thing looks. And that's how I feel now. I am generally happy that I have creativity. I have, people around me that want to work with me. I like working with people, but I'm also pretty free. That's the best part about what I do at the moment. I'm pretty free creatively to do the things that I want. I mean, I do have to work for a lot of companies and a lot of businesses. They can wrangle that in certain ways, you know what I mean? But for the most part, I get to pick my jobs. When I do get on those like shoots, happy with it. When I do get on stage, I've whittled that, you try to find what works and what doesn't, gauging crowds. I like the process, and I get to do a lot of processing, which I think is different from some people who just don't have any say in their process. They're told this is what the process is,
This
put
is how
this
you do
piece
it.
here,
Yeah.
insert this. This is, triple word score. I'm thinking of Scrabble, I don't know why, and then that's what happens.
So it's not a whale anymore. What is it? Is it a beaver? What did you whittle it down to?
If
Is
only a beaver.
if only you could get a beaver going.
It
All
was.
right.
It's a. It's. I'm not sure. It's still not finished.
Still
It's.
unfinished.
There's
No, I hear
still.
you. My whale is also unfinished.
Doesn't have a. Doesn't have a tail. That's what I know. Anyways.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah. It doesn't
We are
have a tail.
philosophers along with
Yeah. It's.
comedians.
I'm a. Re Yeah, I think comedians are philosophers in many ways most of the time.
Yep.
Half the reason that why I love being a comedian, and I still use the word comedian loosely. I do sets, but I'm not like a
Yeah.
comedian to me is somebody who is a comic who does it all the time for their
For a
life,
living, yeah.
pays the bills, you know what I mean? But somebody who I love comedy and I work at it, yes.
Yeah, I think calling myself a comedian is an insult to other comedians. Because I do it, I hate saying it, I do it more as a hobby than anything else. Whereas
Yeah.
most of the people we hang out with and do sets with are doing it because they want this as their career, or because it is their career. Whereas I just do it because I love the Imperial Pub and
I love that you
this.
put that out
And,
there.
but like even like Joe Dog's, it's the bar I grew up in, and like the places that I get, it's more about people going, "Hey, I'd like you to do a set here, or I need you to do something here," and I do it, or like I'm filming something for them, and I also get the perk of I get to do comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I do want to change. I'd love to. I want to do more. And we're talking about, along with doing more podcasts, we're talking about doing more standard sets and doing a lot of work and just starting to do the shit we got to do.
So. Well, I was talking to, you know, I mean, yesterday at, you know, live at the Living Room, again, shout out Andrew Barr. You guys, you should check this out. It's a great, thing. I don't even really know if you can, like, if you can pump it, if I'm allowed to pump it, because it's kind of a private place. Yeah, I mean, it's like, I know you can bring friends.
Was there anyone not comic?
Oh, there was, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I
don't know, I've never been there, so I don't know. If I had seen the place, I'd be able to get it. Like, you know, every other show you and I do, we want people there.
Yeah.
But that kind of sounds like that's the comedian's room for comedians.
Which is awesome.
Awesome.
It's awesome. Totally, yeah. But I always like talking with comedians because they do have kind of a, like, just perspective. They have more, I find they want to talk about things that are a little, I don't want to generalize, but yeah, maybe askew, but like, They really analyze the shit out of everything,
yeah.
Which is where I think which is what I connect to
all the time.
Yes, and so that's what I enjoy about it. You know what I mean? That we can sit there and, you know, we can talk about, you know, like the death of Alexander Hamilton for no reason. Like, we have no reason. Whereas I'll go to other establishments where there is a social beverage, and, you know, and we talk about, you know, after we get through the latest episode of Breaking Bad, which I don't even watch, so I fake it. I would love to fake it.
I've started watching season one. It's good, but it's not as good as advertised. It's like Paris, not as good as advertised.
When I say I fake it, I mean it's like, they'll start talking about it. I'll go, and I'm like, and then I go, I don't really watch it, to be honest. You know what I mean? I just feel like I have to do that a lot.
You don't like the shows that other people like, though. I've noticed that about you.
Yeah, maybe.
You refuse to, you, any.
I like the word refuse.
You really do refuse, like, you won't watch Game of Thrones. You have no interest in it.
It's not that I won't. I will try these shows. And there is ones that have won me, like, you know, like, I do watch Walking Dead, you know what I mean? Okay, but I'm not,
that's one that I, but that's what zombies, even though. That's
not really, I mean, like, for me, I don't generally like a lot of zombie films, you know, yeah, what I mean? I like some, but they're not like, but in general, horror is a genre that doesn't necessarily always appeal to me.
And again, that's something that you
filmmakers
and I don't give a shit about.
Filmmakers tend to love horror. I don't know why, but they always, like, so many independent or amateur filmmakers love to, you know, start in horror. And I don't know why.
I've never seen an Evil Dead film. I'm putting that.
No, okay. Well, this is another thing. That's something that you should possibly see.
And like, I know, like, I have a friend who has a groovy tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, awesome. And then he's like, yeah, from Ash, like, from Army of Darkness, like, whatever. He, like, fully explains it to me. I was like, yeah, I know. And do the, like, the turkey neck thing. Like, you might not believe me. But no, really, like, you're right. They're absolutely younger filmmakers, and even the big, like, Quentin Tarantino is horror obsessed,
mm-hmm.
and, like, yeah, it's true, a lot of filmmakers are very horror obsessed and think they're the greatest movies, but I'm just kind of bored by them, to be honest. Or I
for me, what I don't usually like about them is they get to be formulaic, you know? Oh, what totally. I mean, I don't like shows or that's another reason why I don't like a lot of TV, because a lot of it I do find to be very formulaic, and people do love these formulas, so it makes sense. But for me, I get bored very quickly, and so I find, you know, some of these shows, like if I watch them, like I'll watch a couple episodes, I'll watch part of a season, but I have a hard time when
Getting
it's
through it.
dramatic and formulaic. If it's comedic and formulaic, there's times where I can accept that because at least I'm hearing a new joke or a new part of this, you know what I mean? But if it's dramatic and it's formulaic and I can't connect with these characters, then I'm out. Like I have no interest, you
I
know what I
think that's
mean?
why, like, you and I love Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is another show I should
It,
watch more
it's
of, to be
Always
honest.
Sunny is probably one of my favorite shows, bar none, in the last
And
5 years,
even Louis
a
as well,
hundred
because
percent.
he'll just ditch whatever he did in the previous season and do a whole season on something else. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? We both like a fresh. I don't know.
I would even put It's Always Sunny above
Oh, I totally
Louie.
would
Yeah.
too. Absolutely. But I'm just saying, in the sense of not formula at all,
Yeah.
like his wife's black in one season and she's Italian in another
Yeah.
season, or his ex-wife, whatever it is. You know, it's you can throw somebody out completely and just have an like. Does that have to do with us loving sketch comedy or what? I don't even.
I don't know. You love sketch comedy?
I could watch Chappelle's show.
Oh, yeah.
I wish that guy never went crazy. I wish he just
He's
kept. I
not
wish just.
crazy, man. He's not crazy.
He can't handle fucking show business, I'll tell you that
No, you can.
much.
Oh, what do you know about how Chappelle can handle show business?
$55 million. Stay there. Do the
So,
show. Who
no
cares?
way. No, see, to me, that's what I get about him is that, like,
Well,
he's,
I get it
you
too,
know,
but at the same time, like.
it got boring. It got boring. He needed to do something else.
No, I get that as well, but at the same time, I still want to see that show. I want to see more of that show. I
But
don't
that's
want to.
exactly what he doesn't give a shit about the what the consumers of it think. He wants to do
Oh, so now
something
I'm a
for him
fucking consumer. Is that what you're
creatively.
saying?
Well, that's exactly
But he.
creatively. What is that? Is that even a word?
The
No, it's not. It
creativity
is, but it's weird.
wasn't taken out of it. It just. There was more pressure for the creativity to be as good as the previous
And if it's
season.
not gonna be, why keep doing it? That's how he felt. And I totally get that. I totally respect that. If
I
you
don't. But
don't.
that's the thing. I don't think it
And he wanted
was.
to go back to doing stand up, and he
Fair
did.
enough.
And he and
He
even
did.
that, like I'm sure you've heard of the Hartford like situation now. So like, I think that's I think that's amazing. And like for the people that bitch about, well, I paid for that ticket and I wanted it to be like this amazing show, and he came out and he joked. I'm like, you got a more amazing show. You got a more unique show than most people that were at that tour
Well,
got.
he even said it. He did a joke about it. He's like, I wish I was here when Kramer went off his rails.
Yeah.
Because he's like, it's like having tickets for when when that tiger bit Siegfried or whoever it was in
Exactly.
the
You're
snow.
at the one show where it goes.
You don't go there going, I really want to see a tiger show. You go, I might get see somebody bit.
Yeah.
Well, no, the best line is he goes, snake might get bit.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, those are the lines that I'll never. I say stuff out of his show all the time and his bits all the time. Not even in my sets, just in
I would
general.
hope not, yeah.
Like like snake might get bit. Like I don't say that regularly, but
Clearly
it
not.
goes through my head all the time.
Yeah,
And
I see what you're saying.
I'll be standing in the middle of the store laughing my ass off at that.
Yeah.
People are like, what's so funny? I'm like, I really shouldn't tell you. I can't.
Can't say it.
And then there's bits that I write as well, and it's the same thing. People look at me and I'm sitting there laughing, going. Like the just killing myself laughing inside because I just wrote a bit that I think is funny, and they're like, what's funny? What are you laughing at?" I was like, "If I tell you, I may get fired. Like, I really this borderlines on sexual harassment right now, hon. I really can't tell you
And then, and then he goes and does it, and nobody
this."
else thinks it's funny, and then that's what happened. Ah, just
It's the truth, though. I did a bit that I've
kidding.
been writing in my head for like 2 weeks, and I did it the other night, and it flopped. But I that had more to do with the fact that there was
The
only two
crowds,
people.
yeah.
In the crowd.
That's just that's life.
No,
Sometimes there's some crowds that you just can't win, you know what I mean?
no,
And
for sure.
well, that's
You
not
and I keep doing
necessarily.
those.
You can win, but you only win like, 4 or 5 people. So you think that you haven't done well, but in those 4 or 5 people, that's what those people have left. So that's what you have to.
It is small
So many
victories.
comics, yeah, need to, like they need to hear that like kind of roar or clapping, blah blah blah, whatever. I mean, clapping, whatever. But but like I really respect comics who do sets to like. It's the same set for two people as it is for, like a room of like 50, you know what I mean? Like, or, or larger. Like, I don't know. And that's why, like, JJ, like another friend of ours, If like like J.J. Lieberman, another great Toronto comic, he will do a killer set for literally, I saw him do a set for three people, and he killed it, and he slayed those three people, and he's not hearing big laughs, but he went with as much energy for those three as he did for a huge, huge room, and it means something like that. Those are the people that fucking keep growing
And he's another
audiences.
dude who I don't think I've heard him repeat a joke.
Yeah.
Like, even though the tone is there, the ins and outs are there, he's never said the same joke word for word on any set I've ever seen him do.
Yeah, well, he's more, his is about his character. Like,
Yeah,
it's more built on
it's a
his
character more
charisma,
than it
you know what I
is than
mean?
it is
Which
the
is why
actual
it's, which is
yeah,
something that works. Which is
which.
why it's the same reason I love Brody. I'm gonna see him next week. If you're in Toronto, ladies and gentlemen, Brody Stevens. Actually, right now, Rob Mayhew, another great Toronto, like young Toronto comic, has put on the Dark Comedy Festival. Guys, if you are in Toronto, make sure you get out to it. Like, you can get a festival fast. There's great comics on it the whole way. Like, it starts tonight, November 1st, with Dave Attell. I mean, that alone, boom, come
Totally
on,
worth going to, yeah.
go see Dave Attell if you can. You're not going to, because by the time you hear this, that
You
show will
need
be
at
over. It
least a
doesn't
day or two
matter.
later, yeah, for sure. Just buy tickets to it, though, anyways. Just go to the theater
You
and.
got like Brandon Walsh tomorrow, Gilbert Gottfried. You have some legend. You have Brody next week. You have Robert Kelly. Who else is on there?
Like R. Kelly? Like, pee on you?
No. Anyways, a lot of great comics, guys, and make sure you go take advantage of the Dark Comedy Festival in Toronto. It's here just for this week, 10 days, something like that. So get out there and enjoy it, guys. This has been 40 minutes. We did. I think I would say we did our time. We did time.
Totally.
So
Yeah.
we're going to put out this. I don't know what we talked about. I didn't talk about anything I wanted to. But I think it was
We covered the
enjoyable.
bases, though.
We covered we I mean we looked at them.
That's
I would
true. We
say
grazed
we
over the
showed
bases,
I
yeah.
I would say we maybe we touched the bases, but there was no game. Like, there
No.
was no
No,
actual game.
we're the little kids after the game that run around the bases at the softball
Yeah,
field, yeah.
that's what's happened here,
That's
and
really what
I
we
hope
did.
you've enjoyed these touching bases with you. I love to touch base with you, our Ice Holes listeners, my friends. I love you. You love us. Maybe. I mean, you may be lukewarm on us. You may have just heard this for the first time. I don't know.
You'll listen to this 15 minutes a day for the next week. We get it. It's cool. As long as you listen,
Yeah, well, that's fine.
though.
You do what you got to do. If we can help you out for 10 minutes while you're on the treadmill, fine. I've done my job. That's something that I've done. I'm talking to you. We've made that connection. I mean, it's been one way. It's been me talking at you. Maybe you feel something. Maybe you want to come to a show later. Maybe you want to listen to the next moment. Maybe you want to tweet us at Reem himself, at Deuter McNarley. Maybe that's something that you can do.
At Ice Holes Podcast.
Maybe you just go out and do a set. Maybe you've thought about being like doing stand up, and that's just something you want to check off your list. So you go and do that. Maybe we've helped in that in some way, in any direction we can. Maybe you've just turned an age like I have. Maybe not my age, but you've turned an age. You've had a recent birthday. Maybe you're a Scorpio, and I'm not a horoscope guy, but I'm a guy, and maybe you connect with that. Maybe you're an astrological folk, and that just. All of these things, something, if there's one of those little tendrils that has touched you in some way.
Maybe you've eaten potato salad and put pepper on it.
Yeah, maybe.
Because all
Maybe
those
there you
things
go.
fucking matter.
You know? Guys, if we have fired any of your synapses, if your dendrites are firing in any way, then I've done my job. I'm Kareem Hassanine, at Reem himself. You can email the podcast, iceholespodcast@gmail.com. You've got Deuter McNarley. We've got another podcast, Real Idiots, that's starting up again.
May I plug something? November 25th, I am hosting Imperial Comedy. This is the fifth time I've done it, I think. Reem himself should be there. As far as I know, he'll be there.
Aaron Rye also.
If this podcast is out in time for it, he is hosting Monday the
4th.
November 4th. So, yeah, we've got a couple Imperial shows. We'll probably be around the city a lot more, but I just want to plug the 25th. I'm trying to work on a couple things. I'm trying to get a good headliner. I will let you know what that is ASAP.
There we go. Sonic on the 5th. There's a lot of places. I'm going to be hitting up a lot more, especially in November. So get out to your local Toronto comedy club. Go to, Comedy Bar. Go to Sonic. Go to the Central. Go to anywhere you can get it in. Go to Yuck Yucks. Try and see anybody you can.
Yeah.
Support your local community. There's the Ice Holes. That's Toronto. We come together. You can't see my fingers doing this, but it's a coming together motion. I've got to go to a shindiggery. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Ice Holes Podcast, signing out. We love you. Take care.
We love you, little monkey.